Jen Heidinger Kendrick, co-founder of The Giving Kitchen, thanks so much for speaking with me. I just want to start with your very personal story that led to the creation of The Giving Kitchen.
Absolutely. Moving here from Indianapolis, Indiana, both my late husband and I, we came to Atlanta in 2004, and the idea was that Ryan and I wanted to open up a restaurant, just something that we, you know, could call our own. So in January of 2009, that's exactly what we did. And very shortly after that, December 21st, 2012, Ryan was unexpectedly diagnosed with stage 4 gallbladder cancer. Given 6 months to live, that was something that just completely rocked our world. You know, otherwise an incredibly healthy man who had never missed a day of work in his life. And it was right at that moment when our community really rallied together. So by the end of January 2013, it was about 4 weeks after he was diagnosed, 800 people rallied together and $275,000 was raised to aid in his benefit and in ours. And that's really what sparked the idea that there was obviously a very strong community willing to give, and that there was nothing there for this food service industry as kind of a backbone of support. And that's really what sparked the idea of The Giving Kitchen.
So what problem in the restaurant industry became evident through your and Ryan's experience?
This industry is typically one where it involves an incredibly high level of a labor of love. The hours are incredibly long. The hours are taxing. And sometimes, you know, the pay can be low. Sometimes it's a paycheck-to-paycheck type industry. And when you're faced with something in crisis form, whether or not it's a cancer, a terminal cancer diagnosis or a broken wrist, these are accidents and crises that are unexpected for members of our community who really require to be at work all the time. And so to realize that there was really nothing as that safety net to kind of help you stay in your home and off the street, we just realized, wow, there's really nothing there that exists.
So in Aspen, we have high-end restaurants and also a very high cost of living. And that means that we have people working in our restaurants who then have to sleep in their cars that night. I know your organization is focused on the Atlanta area, but what steps would you recommend for other communities to take to support their restaurant workers?
You know, I just think it takes the means and the desire, really, is what it all comes down to. You know, when this happened for us, we all continuously, you know, look back over the last 5 years and just say, how did this not, you know, strike a chord with us 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago? I think there's opportunity that exists where small businesses have the opportunity to support in large ways, like offering health insurance and benefits for their teammates.
You'll be in town for Food and Wine, which is kind of this fun, decadent event, but you're coming with a message for the restaurant community. So what will you be conveying about why it's important to take care of those in the restaurant industry?
You know, this industry is really beautiful in that way. It's that industry that you'll never go hungry and you'll never be without a friend. And I think just the idea that each of our communities can be a stronger, more loving community in that way to take care of our own is really the idea. It's just more of the impact of, you know, we're here on this earth to really take care of each other. And it's, I hope that, you know, what we are doing here in Atlanta is inspiring for other communities.
Jen Heidinger, we're really looking forward to seeing you at the Food and Wine Classic, and thank you so much for your time.
It's my pleasure. I look forward to seeing you all very soon.